How did you do it, Chris?
Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Hello. Welcome to another episode of Mississippi Joe's Talk Show, presented and sponsored by Grudge Inc. What's going on, Grudge World? How y'all doing tonight? I feel pretty good. It's been a blessed week. As always, regardless of what I'm going through, I just feel so good. And y'all know how I do my thing, Mississippi Joe. Y'all know how I do my thing. I give thanks to the big man up in the sky, the one who sits high and looks low. Sits high and looks low. So at this time, y'all, just bow your heads with me in a brief word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us and all that you're about to do for us. Lord, we ask that you watch over us this weekend as we travel up and down the dangerous highways and byways. We ask that you watch over us as we go to and from our destinations, Father. Father, we ask that you bless the sick, the lame, and the shut-in, Father. Father, we know you can do it because you turned water into wine and you made the blind see. Father, we know you have all power. So in your name, we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Mississippi Joe's Talk Show. I got my niece running the board for me, so y'all bear with us. She's new at this, and I'm new at this also. So just hold on and bear with us because we're going to make this thing do what it do. And devil, use a lie. I see right now that this is going to be one of the most year-end finales when it comes to grudge racing, and I do mean everybody. It seems like as you get closer and closer to the end of the year, the more good shows we're having. So y'all just pump your brakes, slow down for a minute. We finna make this thing rock, and as the show go on, we're going to turn up a little bit. As them young folks say, we're going to turn up. All right? So y'all get ready and hold on. I'm going to start by upcoming events. I do want to remind you all that without you, this show is nothing. I need you all to call in and hit the one button and speak your opinion and tell me what's on your mind, because without your support, these shows are nothing. So at this time, we're going to do upcoming events. We got October the 5th, Little Tony's race. I'm sorry. I just thought about this. This weekend, we got Valdosta, Georgia duck race over in Valdosta. If you ain't doing nothing this weekend, go on over there and check him out. Got a big grudge race over there and everything and all the bad boys over there. So if you're not doing nothing, check him out. Also, we have Little Tony's race, October the 5th. It's Martin, Michigan. He's giving away $10,000. $29,315, come get it. $10,000. He's giving that away. So you all get ready and come check him out. It's going to be a great thing, a good thing also. Little Tony said he don't care if number three cars show up. The $10,000 is guaranteed. You have to pay $500. It's a $500 buy-in. It's a $500 buy-in, and you spend $500 to try to shoot at $10,000. So it's a beautiful thing, you all. And support him if you can. I'd like to see a lot of people from everywhere, all over the states, go and participate and shoot at that money and make it a real competitive contest for that money, and also a great show, and also big support. So if you're not doing nothing, that's in Martin, Michigan, Little Tony, the Motor City Mafia. Check them out, y'all, if you ain't doing nothing. Also, October the 19th and 20th, the most feared man in the grudge world, in the grudge game, go by the name of Cole Killer. ladies and gentlemen, even if I'm a hater or a player hater, whatever, you got to give him his props. He walking it like he talked it, and he talked it like he walked it. He's a bad man, ladies and gentlemen. And he's doing his thing. He got a big show October the 19th and 20th, Mason National Dragway. They call it at the zoo, y'all. Come there and check him out one more game. He's going to be doing his thing in full effect. Got a lot of locked-ins. Got Dunya out of Chicago locked in with everybody. Also got Cold Killer and Lil Rick locked in. Just that race with Cold Killer and Lil Rick. To me now, this is just Mississippi Joe's opinion. It's the price of admission by itself. If it was $50 to get in the 60, to me, it's the price of admission just by itself. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not doing nothing on October the 19th, come check the boys out at the zoo. It's going to be a star-studded event. The whole Grudge Team family will be there. Tony Wright, whoever you know will be there. If you're not doing anything, check Cold Killer out and give him your support. And even if you can't make it somehow and things just not going well for you or whatever the case may be, wish him the best. Wish him the best. Sincerely, wish him the best. Also, ladies and gentlemen, Tony Wright and Dunye was talking on Cold Killer Wild Man Type Man show. They're going to do it on a no break clause. Dunye got about 3 races locked up. Cold Killer has made this comment to the whole world that he felt like as of now, Dunye was the second baddest G-body out there. The second baddest. Ladies and gentlemen, of course you know Cold Killer is the first, bar none. And you know, Cold Killer really doing his thing, and really putting in work and racing a lot all over the country. And I applaud him for, you know, going other spots where other racers and fans can see and meet and greet him. Because I think, you know, that's what champions do. You know, you don't just go around home. You spread the wealth by visiting states to states. So, Cold Killer, we're wishing that you have a great and big show. And we're wishing you the best. And if there's anybody, Type Man, you on air here, or Cold Killer, or any of you all that want to say anything on behalf of the show, hit the one button. Hit the one button.
Yeah, you said call.
This is 85. You're alive. Caller. This is 85. You're alive. Caller 219-2285,
Marlon. What's going on, Grudgewell?
Hey, Leaky, what's happening, baby?
Not a whole lot of nothing, Joe. Just sitting there, just getting off of work, man.
Okay, I wanted to know what you had to say, Leaky. I see your hand was up, so we wanted to see what you had to say.
I ain't really got much to say. There's nothing to say, Joe. Just, got a new project out and got to get it all tuned in and try to get in the rank, that's all. And hopefully it don't take me long. That's the most of I got to say.
Okay, okay. Well, sounds good. Sounds good. Well, Leaky, do your thing, bro. Do your thing. We feel like you're going to get it right, and it ain't going to be no problem, you know?
No, once I get that thing figured out, it's going to be all right.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to say, Leaky? I saw you beeping, and I'm going to just ask you to... Now, I'm going to ask you, Leaky, to put your phone on mute. Now, if I hear some noise, you know what I'm going to do without telling you. I'm going to mute your mic. You know that, don't you, Leaky?
Well, you know, when I get down talking, I'm going on mute anyway. But what
okay,
I mean, was the first time.
Okay. All right. Well, at this time, Leaky, is that all you got to say? I'm going to go to some more upcoming events, okay?
Yeah, I'm going on mute.
Also, I forgot about a couple other shows. We don't want to forget about the Bad Boys out there. 901 Land Bad Boys. It got a trick or treat. October 26th, 27th, Holly Springs, Mississippi. Live action K9, live action K9 old team or old crew versus 901 Bad Boys. Candy Cane is locked up. So if you're not doing them, go up there and check them out. Check them out and show them some support. And also we got Mike Hill, November 2nd, South Carolina. Mike Hill and the gang got Cold Killer and Lethal Weapon. I'm like Pro Stock Joe now. Lord, to the her mercy. That race right there is also worth the price of admission by itself. He don't have to have nothing else along with it. I mean, I just got to tell the truth. If he was charging $80 to get in, you'd be surprised how many would be standing at the line to pay that $80 to see that race. Just a figure speech. I'm just simply trying to say that that's going to be one great event. House of Hook, November 2nd. Mike Hill and the gang. The main grudge race. Lethal Weapon and Cold Killer. Whatever else Mike got going on ain't nothing but a bonus. So I don't even have to talk about it. That right there by itself will preach and sell anywhere in the world. Okay. Now, if you're down in the country, about 1100 miles away, we got this show in Belrose, Louisiana called No Problem. It's called the first annual Louisiana Last Call. Last call for grudge, ladies and gentlemen, getting the end of the year. Louisiana Last Call. Stand up and let's turn this thing up. My brother and I, TL and I, are bringing a star-studded event to No Problem Raceway. We got Donye going to take on Tony Thornton, locked in with the no break clause because of all the action he got at Cold Killer Show. We got Big Clark with the Mississippi Nightmare going to take on the Lynch Mob. They're not locked up yet, but they're going to lock it up closer to the week. So be tuning in to my show to hear what's going on. We got so many locked in races that's going to be going on, and some I don't know and some I do know. But nigga is going to be locking in. It's going to be a lot of them coming up. So y'all stay tuned to the Mississippi Joe Show as the Fridays go on and as we live. Right now I'm going to ask that if there's anybody else out there who want to say something, hit the one button about their show or upcoming event or anything, but I just have to tell y'all that I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. Boy, that gangsta boo. And I got to say this. And if anybody don't believe me, just hit the dog on one button and come in there, host you. A change gon' come. A change gon' come. So get ready. Get ready, Grudge World. A change gon' come. I'm going to ask you, if anybody want to say anything about the upcoming event or would like to say something, hit the one button and tell me what's going on, because I may not know and I may know, but I want to hear it from you. So get ready, caller.
Good evening, now, Joe. What's happening, man?
Caller 773-715, you're live.
Good evening, Joe. What's happening, man?
What's going on, Miss B Kid?
Yes, sir. This is the kid, baby. What's going on, man?
Kid, I want you to tell me something good, man. Where will you be November the 2nd?
Hey, man, me and the big fella, we coming the other way.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm glad to hear that, man. I appreciate everybody for their support, man, and I'm glad to see you holler at me, kid.
How are you doing, man? I had to get on in here.
Good. Tell me what's going on. What's on your mind?
See, ain't nothing been happening, man. I went up to Cordova last weekend and saw a little grudge race they had up there. But we're going to have Leon is promoting a race for drag come Sunday. So we're all going up here to Rockford, which is about maybe 110 miles from Chicago. And we're going to, you know, have a good time, man. Yep, that's the plan. Hello?
Oh, man.
I'm here. I had you on mute, Stevie Ray. I'm sorry. I mean, kid, I had you on mute listening to you.
Oh, okay.
Also, September 29th, kid, I don't want to forget about Big Drag Benefit Race in Byron, Illinois.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. We want
everybody to go check out Big Dre. He got a benefit race September 29th in Byron, Illinois. I know he got a host of people, the wise guys coming, a lot of promos and et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Tell them a little bit about Kid Wild having something real quick.
Yeah, they're going to have some promos then, some wise guys, some decent fast-running cars in Canada. You know, like I said, Joe, we're going to go up there and have us a good time, man. You know, that's what it's all about, you know, supporting the big fella. Yep, it's going to be at Byron, about, like I said, about 110 miles out of Chicago, you know. It's a decent track. One of the best ones in the Midwest around here. Leon, you still out there?
Okay. Yeah, man, my niece is running the board for me, and we trying to call a number, and we don't know how to quite do it. I'm going to get a person on the line.
Hey,
and,
Joe, Mr. Joe, tell what you need, buddy.
Okay, Big Clark, I'm going to take
yeah.
you the number for you to get him on there. Okay, I ain't know you here, Big Clark.
I'm not in front of the board. I'm getting ready to squat.
I'm
going to
be right back.
Hey, man, how you doing? Yes.
No, he ain't going to hear me.
Hello?
Okay, open him up. Hey, y'all, hold on one moment. Open him up. Get him up. Open him up. Hold on. Stevie Ray.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Y'all hold on for one moment. I'm going to ask y'all to pause y'all phones, everybody that I have on besides Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray, I want you to introduce yourself and let the whole grudge world know who you are and what you represent and everything. You got the floor, Stevie Ray.
My name's Stevie Ray. I'm the general manager of No Problem Raceway Park, and we got Mississippi Joe's race coming up here in November. And I'm here to tell y'all, bring some spare parts. This track will be hooking. This will probably be the first good cool snap of weather. I've had nothing but good rapport about this race from other race fans. They are looking so forward to this race they can taste it. They wishing it was this weekend. We should have beautiful weather. The facility is awesome. You can bring your barbecue pit, bring your ice chest. We want you to come, and we want you to come plenty and have fun. This race is going to be nothing but about fun. Meeting your neighbor, bring your neighbor, and just come. If you like racing and you don't come to this, all you're going to do is be sorry. You're going to, when you hear what's going on, the new changes at No Problem Raceway Park in association with Mississippi Joe, it's just, I'm proud to have him here. And I want everybody to come out and support this facility. And if anytime you want to come and take a tour, I'll be glad. I got a car in the background, too. Hold on a second. If somebody wants to take a tour of this facility, you call me at 504-343-7223, and that's 343-RACE. And I will personally show you this facility if you're unsure whether you want to come here for this event, but I'll be glad to take you around on the golf cart and show you the premises.
Okay, well, is that track, No Problem Raceway, is it sanctioned any kind of way or whatever? Is it concrete? Is it asphalt? Talk to us, Stevie Ray.
This is a sanctioned NHRA track. We've had multiple, we're one of the biggest tracks that break records in the entire South, and that's a fact. You can go on the web and check that out at NHRA.com. We also was awarded the best track 7 years out of 12 out of the whole country, so that's not a bad rapport. So what else you got, Joe? What other kind of questions you got for me?
Is the track all concrete or half concrete or what? Tell me about a little bit. What is
one eighth mile is concrete. We're concrete all the way to the eighth mile, and then we're blacktop another almost a mile down. There's 3/4 of a mile shut down after a quarter mile. Very well lit up. Is the racer is going to go into the night, but it is very well lit up, so there's not an issue with any of that. I just prepped the track for my Friday night races. You can probably hear what's going on in the back. But the track will be awesome, and hope to see a bunch of people out here, and especially enjoy themselves during the cool season.
Okay, tell us a little bit about, I was told that you had a bar beneath the tower and pool tables, and you can drink cocktails and stuff while you old party. Tell us a little about that, Stevie.
We have a full-service bar at the starting line, and it has pool tables. It's got video poker in it. We serve mixed liquor and beer as well. And we also have covered grandstands. Over half of our grandstands are actually covered, which there's only, I think, maybe two other tracks in the country that's got that. If the sun's out, it's not going to kill you. You want to be in the sun, you could be over, getting your little suntan on the side. That's not. And I have bleachers on both sides of the starting line. Now, we also have a little backup, I call it like tailgating section, that you can back your truck up to along the fence, and it runs from about 350 feet all the way through the eighth mile. So that's another good spot. You got to get here early to get in there. But one thing I do need to stress, though, no glass containers. If you got glass containers, just keep them around your tow vehicle or whatever, but you can't, walk around with them. And we don't tolerate children's on, and I know some adult children on bicycles roaming around. in the midst with the cars because we don't want any accidents. I got a place if they ask me. I'd be more than glad to let them go ride their little bicycle. And no motorized vehicles, even if it's a golf cart or a mini bike, unless you have a driver's license, not a permit. They have to have a driver's license. Jew.
Okay, Stevie Ray. Also, tell us.
And we do have the PA.
Hold on, Stevie Ray.
Sure.
Hold on. What if I come in there with an RV? Are they RV plug-ups and et cetera, et cetera? What's going on with that?
There is some RV hookups, but they first choice to the racers that own them all year long. Now, of course, every racer is not going to make this race just because unforeseen things happen. There is some RV spots, but you will have to check with a lady named Ivy, Miss Ivy, at the gate, and she will have a list of what's open. Now, you can bring an RV here and put it anywhere as you want and go. If you want to sleep there that night, that's fine. Nobody's kicking nobody out. Hello? What was that? Joe, you heard that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm all right, Stevie Ray. I'm all right.
No,
can
it's
you hear
some
me good?
Kind of reporting that some woman was, there was a woman talking on my end.
Hold on.
Take a home. They talking to me?
No, I was talking to my good few shit. So you ain't gonna.
Oh, no. Call Ken.
Steve Ray, okay. Well, Steve Ray, we thank you. We thank you for your report.
I'm trying to give you as much information as I can as I get it, but if you want, call me back as it gets closer next Friday. I think it's your next show, right?
Yes, sir.
And if I get some more information on things coming up, I'll definitely be glad to speak to you on the show.
Okay, Stevie Ray. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much. Y'all come see this big event. Thank you.
All right, later.
Caller 773-715. You're live. Let me pick it up.
Yep, it's me. It's me again. Hey, Joe. Oh, excuse me. Must be on.
You hear me? Hello? Is anybody out there can hear me? Text me if you can hear me. Well, we're going to have a real short show tonight. If nobody else has anything that they want to say, I'm going to shut the show down. If there's somebody have anything else they want to say, please hit the one button. Don't forget about Big Drag Benefit Race, Byron, Illinois. Go check him out, y'all. That's September the 29th. Y'all have to forgive me and my niece. I ain't quite figured this board out yet. We catching, having all kind of problems, so we doing the best that we can. So hold on. Caller 219-285, you're live. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I guess nobody don't have nothing to say. Nothing else to say. I'm catching pure OD. ATLL running this show tonight. My niece don't know what she's doing, and I sure don't know what I'm doing. So I'm sorry for the difficulties. We're gonna try to do better. When we get back, when we start next week, one moment.
What's going on, Mississippi? This is Debo just waving his hand at you. Don't cut me off tonight. Just waving my hand.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I'm glad to hear from you, man, because I was just getting ready to cut the show off. I really don't have much to talk about tonight. Me and my niece is fumbling with this laptop, trying to get it figured out. We didn't have the appropriate amount of time to really catch on. This is just the first time she's done it and I've done it, and it's killing fits well when it comes to running the board correctly. So we're doing the best we can. At least we did have a little show. What's going on with you, Debo?
Oh, man, trying to get my little toy together, man. Get out there on the scene a little bit. When we going to see you back around South Carolina, Georgia with?
Debo, I'm going to be totally honest with you. It's looking like it's going to be 214, the beginning
okay,
of the 214.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now.
I really can't talk no more trash to you because also the number two, so, you know, I'm just cruising. Just cruising.
Well,
right
well
now.
He still got Geronimo and all that other stuff. I know you've been with him, whatever he bring down here. November 2nd, so man, you can go and do our bet on that where everybody can hear it. So if somebody don't pay, we can get blasted.
We gonna pay, man. You know we gonna pay. We gonna pay. We don't play that. We pay.
Well, I'm just saying. Let's me and you bet something. What you want to bet? About stacks?
We can bet five, you know.
Where is that locked?
It's locked.
So if Tony don't run, something happens to his car, I owe you $500. If we don't $500, right?
We can't do it like that now. You know we ain't going on no bus. I wanna see you go down the track.
Okay, so it's no bet if we don't go down the track with him, right?
Right. You know how that is.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I just want, you know, an old man told me a long time ago, understanding that's what makes the mule pull and keep the ambulance from coming.
All right, we can't. Hey, you ever heard this one? You can't put the buggy in front of the horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't heard that. I've heard that. Well, Debo, I appreciate it. So I got you $500 if we race.
That's
if
right.
We race, it's on the $500, right?
It's on, no problem.
Okay, Debo, I appreciate that courtesy, friendly bet, that wager.
Oh,
I appreciate that. That's on. I'm saying it live on Mississippi Joe Talk Show. You got that bet, $500, if we race.
We're going to race
unless Tony hurt the car down there or something, you know. We going to race. Well, they tell me that Geronimo car Tony got ain't no joke. So everybody's playing the week. But guess who ain't playing the week, Debo?
Oh, Mississippi Joe.
No, we ain't playing the week. We playing him like he cold killed.
Well, Pro Stock Joseph, we got a 50-50 chance.
But what? With us?
Yeah. We got a 50-50 chance.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you the truth. Debo, I'm going to give it to you real. Now, Tony is smart. And let me tell you why, and I'm going to let you speak your opinion as I always do. Tony is smart for getting us when we first come out. So if I was a betting person and I didn't know what I know about the gangster boo, if I was you on the outside looking in, I would also say I'd have to bet with Tony.
Well, it's like this, Mississippi. You know, you got to kind of be a little smart at that, too. You got, you know, now if I look at the shape down, oh, man, I'm talking about 10 or more. You know, you just got to look, you got to be a little smart. You know, that's just a little friendly bet. You know what I mean?
No, but I'm just giving, you know, I'm giving Tony his props for being smart. I mean, that's when you should get a joker, when they first come out with the car. I'm going to be honest, man. We underestimating Tony so bad, we're going to test on Tony.
Well, Mississippi, I don't agree with that. You know, I know you ain't going to come out their house, Stephen, so, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Hey, we going to test on Tony. We ain't doing no testing until we get up beside Tony.
Okay, and I'm supposed to believe that.
Well, you should, because Tony is sharp, man. He coming at us when we first come out, and Tony told us the only way he'll run us is we don't test the car until we race him. And I gave him my word, and he got my word. My word is just as good as Tony, so you know I got a good word now.
I'm a plead the fifth on that.
Oh, Debo, you killed me, man. You killing me, Debo. But hey, Debo, I ain't gonna lie, man. That's who I learned from is Tony. Tony has taught me so much in this game, man. He really has.
Oh,
yeah. He taught me a lot. But I'm telling you, Debo, I'm just giving it to you real, man. When me and Tony made the agreement in the bet that we can't test the car until we race him. We got to race him and do our testing. So that's what we're going to do. So if you want to up the bet, Debo.
Well, you know what? I don't think I fell. You know, I was born that night, but not last night, Mississippi.
And Debo, I'm going to let the garage world know. I know a lot of them wondering if we don't stop suspension, because the rumor has been out that the car is folding and it's lower than a pro mod and all that. I will bet anybody you can make the steps during the race, there is no ladder bars, no foldings under the car. It is a stock suspension car.
We're going to get down, Mississippi. We're going to get down. We're going to shock the world, Mississippi.
I mean, y'all might, man. I mean, you know, we just fools. We just going to run Tony straight out. We just crazy.
Boy. Only in America. I'm like, hell, only in America.
Well, Debo, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but I got a good friend of mine I've been knowing a long time named Lynch Mob out of Louisiana. He asked me, he said, Mississippi Joe, why don't you start bringing some, you know, some good shows down here, man? We want the support in Louisiana. We want some good racing and good race. And I said, you know what, Lynch Mob, I'm going to do that from here on out. I'm going to start do my best and all my power to bring some excitement and some great, great, even more greater races and shows to Louisiana. And so that's what I did, man. I just appreciate everybody just, you know, embracing me with open arms, you know? Debo?
Oh, yeah. I hear you. That's a good thing, man. That's what it's all about at the end of the day, some good race. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, and we definitely bringing that to Louisiana. So we want everybody to come out and support us so we can keep make this ongoing thing, Debo, so we can just, you know, do our thing, man. The best is yet to come with Louisiana for us, the good shows and the good racers. I want to get racers from all over the world right there to No Problem Raceway.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good thing, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Debo, I appreciate the encouragement, man. You know, a lot of people can't make it to the East Coast to see these guys. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you have to think about the home folks who are close by also. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I got you on that.
And I just appreciate everybody, all the racers and fans for supporting me and you know, and realizing and just, you know, joining forces with me and trying to make this thing happen. You understand what I'm saying, Debo?
I got you. Just don't worry about the haters. Just keep on doing what you're doing, man.
Debo,
everything will be all right.
That. I appreciate that. But, Debo, do you believe what I said, that Tony is we made the agreement, locked it in, that we got to race him without doing any testing. We got to run him straight. You know, we got to do our testing on him.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing, man. You ought to come on down to the comedy house, man, because you one funny fella, man.
Debo, you don't believe me? Debo, I'm glad you made the work, man, because I didn't have nothing else to talk about. I did upcoming events. I let the manager of No Problem Raceway come on and tell them about the fine facility that they have down there. It's going to be cracking, on and popping, man. As you know, a lot of people don't know about a guy named Tony Thornton out of Texas, Dallas, Texas. Got a bad 29-10-5 car. Him and Donye going to get it on. And I'm telling you that. Just them two getting it on going to be worth the price of admission. Ain't no doubt about
man.
See, it's a lot.
Mississippi, I got to get going. I'm heading to the beach to work on my suntan this weekend. But like you said, if the creek don't rise, bro, we'll see you down there, man. You know, I hope to see you down there.
So you going to stand up in my face when you bet that 500, huh, Debo?
Oh, yeah. And if things look right, oh, man.
Now, let me tell you this, Debo. I told my brother, you get that gangsta boo at the track at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. If it rain, have it there at 8 o'clock Sunday morning, because the rain out date is November the 3rd, which is the next day. So if you traveling, come on. Come on from out of town. Because we're going to have the show if the creek don't rise, like you said. I told him to get the gangsta boo out. Have it out at 8 o'clock. So everybody can see that it's there. And what I'm betting you, Debo, is when you see, this thing, you're not going to bet me.
Okay. Oh, no, man. I'm going to tell you one thing. When you see me, it's going to be like that old song. I'm telling you, I'm not going.
But
you know what, Mississippi? You're going to love me.
But, Debo, what I'm telling you, you may not come and tell me, but after the show or after the race, you're going to say, man, that thing looked so intimidating that I really wanted to call that bet off. You hear me? I'm telling you now, Debo, you're going to tell me. Just wait till you see it, Debo. You're going to tell me that. Debo, what I'm trying to tell you, all these guys got nice-looking cars. Candy Cane is a super nice-looking car. Cold Killer's got a nice-looking car. Lethal Weapon. All the elite players got nice-looking cars. But I'm going to tell you what separates the gangsta boo from them cars. Do you want me to tell you?
Tell me.
And I put this on my kids. This ain't nothing but the truth. They got cars. We got a machine. Now, if I'm lying, I want you to come back on my show, We Live, after our race, and tell me, is that thing not a machine, or was I lying or not? That's all I want you to do. Just like I'm saying it to the whole world's world, I want you to come back on my show. If I'm right, I want you to tell me, Joe, that's a bad thing y'all got, boy.
Is that and I'll do that, too.
Okay.
And I'll do that,
okay.
too.
And if I lied, I want you to come back on here and say, Mississippi Joe, you doodle, boy. Why you tell that lie? Now, ain't that bad, Debo?
I got you.
Okay,
Mississippi, I got to get on down this road, man.
Okay,
I got to get on down this
road.
I'm heading to the beach to work on my suntan. You know, you saw me before, I was a little bit pale. I got to work on my little suntan, so.
Okay. All right, well, Debo, you have a safe trip. We're going to get this other caller in his hand up, this 706 number.
Caller 706-6670. You're live on this show. Caller 706-6670.
Are you out there? Hey, what's going on? Hey, Mississippi Joe, this truck driver, what's going on?
Truck driver, how you doing, man? I'm glad you said something to keep me from shutting the show down, man. What's going on, folks, man?
Ain't that no country boy just like you, chilling.
Yeah, me and my niece doing our best to learn, to fumbling with this boy to try to make this show go on. Call us 706-6670. We tried to open his mic, but he didn't send nothing, whoever that was, so we'll have to get back to him. Truck driver, what's happening? What's on your mind, truck driver? You got the flow, cat. I know you got some good stuff to say.
No, I ain't got nothing. I just laid back, listened to the show today.
Well, you know what, truck driver? I like you because you ain't scared to speak your opinion.
Oh, no,
Against the Boo, November 2nd, or Tony Pines?
Oh, you know I got to go with Against the Boo. Would you?
Well, we just bring it out. So I was just wondering, you know, everybody said we're not going to be as effective as we used to be because we don't have, you know, the whole team that we used to have. You understand what I'm saying? Do you believe that? Or you think that's just a bunch of nonsense?
That's just like they took that White House and put that new cell in that White House and say things wasn't going to work. And how things showed up. Everything got a constant. Everything came to the head. I believe y'all be pretty good, and I'm going to try to make it. That's going to be my birthday weekend, so I got to do a lot of house chores to get there. But that one race, I really do want to see.
Well, truck driver, I promise you, it's going to be off the wall and packed out, and all I got racers coming from all Texas, all Mississippi, all everywhere, Chicago, Detroit. I mean, it's going to be a big event, but if you can't make it, I understand. Go up there and look at Cold Kill and Real Tree at Mike Hill's event, you know, because it is. We're down there in the Bayou. We are 1,100 miles from South Carolina.
That's right.
So we're way out there, but I guarantee you, truck driver, this is one bad track. I'm talking about this is a bad-looking track.
I'm going to get down there. I got to get, like I told the rest of them, a lot of tracks I ain't been to yet. I'm going to get to them and still meeting and greeting a lot of the fellas. So, but by the end of the year, I'm going to make most of the tracks, and I'm going to start getting a little more.
Well, I know you're going to be in making a Cold Killer show, but I'm going to ask you this. Do you believe that we coming to dethrone Cold Killer? Do you believe we going to do it? Yes or no? That's all I want to hear.
That's a tall order.
Okay.
With y'all just coming out. I don't know.
I think we're going for it this year now. You know,
okay.
Much left after November.
Hey, anything possible.
Well, now, if you can remember when I first came out, I told you I was a small contractor, but I do big jobs.
Right. That's right. That's good. Right.
And, I'm here to tell you something, Truck Job. Ain't nothing changed but the weather. Well, I'm going to ask you this, Truck Job. Do you think we're going to be slower or faster?
Well, you know, I don't think y'all put no car together to be any slower. I'm looking for y'all to be a lot quicker than what you was.
Well, I'm just letting you know now, this ain't no car put together. I'm going to tell the whole world the truth now, because it's getting about close to that time. I'm not going to give you no details who the driver is, who the tuner is, but I am going to tell you this. This is a brand new Malibu from the Ruta to the Tudor.
Oh, okay.
This is not no patched up old. This is a brand new car from the Ruta to the Tudor. On stock suspension.
Well, you already know he gonna have some money leaning in his pocket. That going for me, because you know he know I'm a bet against it, so I'm gonna give him a bet on it.
Oh yeah, we hey man, when we get through with Tony, he gonna come back and tell everybody. Just remember, I told you that.
Yes, sir. Well, Truck Job,
who you like? Lil Rick and Cold Killer. I got to ask you, October 19, who you like?
Lil Rick.
Okay.
Everybody asked me why I go that way with that camp. Just like I told them, before Legal Weapon got over there with Lil Rick and all of them, I bet it with Legal Weapon all these years, I lost with it. I ain't the type of man that I'm with that man until he start losing and then jump ship, and then when he get his program together, back on it. When he lose, I lose. So
well, hey, I'm letting you know that we got $1,500 locked in with Legal Weapon, and it's been locked in with him for over a year. And the reason why he ain't hounding us is because when he was having problems with his car, we let him go over a year too, and
right.
His car was running. It wasn't wrecked now. He didn't have to rebuild it. It was running. He was just having so many problems. So, you know, I like to, you know, give props out to Lethal Weapon for giving us the same courtesy. You know what I mean?
Right. And, you know, that's just like I try to tell him, you know, big props go out to Cold Killer and all, and Lethal Weapon. You know, everybody,
right.
I think everybody underestimating Lethal Weapon because it's simple fact, he's been having all these problems. But you got to go back and look at his track record since he got his program together. They got two cars in their camp. Every time they go to a shootout, both cars in the finals. Every grudge race, he done won. He done won every one except for Michigan. So they got to go back and look at their track record from the time he done got his car together. And that's what a lot of them is underestimating that camp right now.
Yeah, you're right, Truck Driver. You're right. I got some more callers, Truck Driver.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm finna.
No, I don't.
Hey,
no, I don't. Truck Driver. What your number is? 803-5211.
8211. 8211. I'm gonna put my phone on mute because I'm in the barbershop. I'm getting my do crop dusted and my do flip. So I'm gonna go on mute and listen to you.
Okay, Truck Driver, I need you. I'm going to call you, okay? I'm going to leave you. Go on mute, Truck Driver.
All right. Yo!
Hey, who this? Talk to me, baby.
Who you think it is, man?
Stunner! Okay!
Hey, what's going on,
we done called your number 45 times, man.
Really?
Really, Stunner. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to close up, so I was trying to close up. That's all. business.
Okay, well, Thomas, I want to ask you something. You ain't never had no problem telling the truth.
Nope. Ain't gonna
and so
money.
I want to ask you, October the 19th, October the 20th, Lil Rick or Cold Killer at the zoo? Which one?
Cold Killer.
Okay.
But I tell you this, it's gonna be a dog fight. But I like Killer.
I just
want to
know who you like. You said Cold Killer,
I like Killer.
October 26th, 27th, Holly Springs, Mississippi, Trick or Treat, Whitney, 901 Bad Boys, Candy Cane, or Live Action? Which one?
Live Action with Train Smoke.
Okay. November the 2nd, Gangsta Boo and Tony Fines, Gangsta Boo and anything on 29th, November the 2nd. Who you like?
Gangsta Boo, original, with Train Smoke again.
But when I started, I got to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to call it 100 like you always do, not because me and you tight.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think the Gangsta Boo is going to be fast?
You know, it don't take a mad scientist to figure out, or to know. Y'all ain't finna bring that bastard out. I mean, you're not going to come out doing the same thing you was doing. And I know this going to be a better built car. I believe it's the same. I don't know what you got in or whatever. You had the same motor and everything in a new car, it would be even better. Because the car itself had a lot of growing, a lot of improvement that could have been made to the car. But I'm sure y'all dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's now. So somebody had to be a fool to think y'all coming back out like you was.
Do you think?
And it was bad before it left.
Okay. Now, the grudge world want to know this kind of stuff because inquiring minds want to know. Do you think if the creek don't ride in the near future when we meet up with my buddy, Cold Killer?
He's my buddy, too.
You think we're going to knock him off, yes or no?
Now, why are you going to put me right there?
Well, because he's standing me out right now. The weapon down here.
I'm gonna go with y'all, Joe. Trust me. I don't know if you would be as frank as you want me to be. I can be as frank as you want me to be, but right now Killer is the man. But I believe y'all know what it takes to be Killer. I just leave it at that. But y'all still got the beat Killer. But I believe y'all know what it takes to beat Killer.
Right. So you telling me you don't care when it be, when we do line up with him, your mind is on us.
Unless Killer show me something. Understand what I'm saying, because Killer ain't going to stay in one place either now. You're not dealing with no joker that's just going to sit back. Killer ain't going to sit back now.
Oh, no. We know that.
I believe when y'all do face, that's probably going to be one of the best races, one of the best races of the year, whenever y'all do face.
Okay. All right, Stunner, you have it from the great Stunner. Stunner, is there anything else you'd like to say, man? Because you speak volumes, man. Everybody want to hear what Stunner got to say.
Oh, man, come on. Man, nobody trying to hear what I got to say. I'm just getting my team out there. You know that old craze.
Stunner, they told me a while ago, they told me on the show, they said it's bullshit Friday. So go ahead.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to everybody out there in the grudge world. I'd like to give a shout out to my beautiful niece for being so kind to operate this board for her uncle on a Friday. I'm here with her live.
How you doing, beautiful niece? Can't wait to meet your beautiful niece. If so, let me meet you.
I'm just messing around.
Okay, but anyway, I'd just like to thank her and give her a shout-out because I'm sitting up here in her dorm with her at USM College in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and she's so kind on a Friday night to run the board for me, and that's just so sweet and thoughtful of her, but I know I'm going to have to pay for it later on down the road. You can believe that. But, Stunner, they tell me that you're bringing a caravan down to No Problem Raceway November 2nd. And I want you to tell me if this is true. I talked to White Cracker. He said he's coming. He's following you, Mr. Bud Nugget. And
yeah, I bought a 15 passenger van yesterday, and my RV is getting an overhaul, so it should be ready by then also. So I have plenty of room. That's for sure.
Okay. Well, hey man, I appreciate everybody's support. It's gonna be on and popping, but now, did I ask you this? Cold Killing Realtree. Did I say Cold Killing Realtree? I said Cold Killing Lil Rick. But who you like out of Cold Killing Realtree?
Oh, I like Killer.
Okay. Okay.
I like Killer all the way, man. I'm going with Killer all the way. Killer, walking like you talk it, man.
He is, bro. And I'm glad you told it to me. I just got through saying that.
He bought none. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people, you know, talk the talk, but, you know, he talked the talk and walked the walk. And, you know, I admire Killer by, you know, by the way he's doing it. I mean, if you're a best, goddamn it, be a grizzly. He'd be in a grizzly, then. Tell you now.
And I told him to keep doing his thing because if you can't talk tongue when you're winning, when can you talk and be cocky, man?
All right. Now, I heard people say they feel like he's being cocky. Well, hell, that's what he's supposed to do. I mean, shit, he's the man right now.
That's right. It's your job to come whoop him. That makes you want to whoop him even worse. I know that made me want to get his ass
I said it before. I said, I'm glad I'm not on 29 I'm not in that world right now. Although I don't mind facing cars on 29s or whatever, but I'm glad I'm not in my class because he would have the biggest bull's eye on his back for me if he was, but you know.
But see when you confident, you like the excitement of the thrill of the challenge of somebody trying to knock you off. I know I used to love it. I used to love the challenge of somebody trying to knock me off. And I'm pretty sure Killer feels the same way, man. It's just that alpha male mentality that goes with being a champion. You know.
Yeah. He's a man, man. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's
a man. Can't nobody take nothing away from him. He got an undefeated record. Anytime somebody says something, he'll cut the challenge.
Like
he ain't bagging
down.
Bagging
down. I'm going to get permission. First, I'm going to ask him what he like to do with that because he is the man.
Yeah, he got to go where he
says. How you approach the man, Stump?
That's how he says. Wherever he say go.
Yeah, whenever, you know, I'm going to be humble because he is the man. I'm going to treat him and respect him like he's the man because he done put in that work. So that is what it is, man. I call a spade a spade. So all y'all want to hate on Killer and talk about he too cocky and all that, all y'all, I don't agree with that. When a person winning, if you can't be cocky and talking shit, when can you do it?
Yeah, look at Wick talked his hell and good. He raced, but he get his ass whole blowed out more than he win, I think. Now he out there getting can't nobody deny the fact he out there getting it and out there racing, but you know, he cocky as hell and he ain't winning like Killer winning.
Right.
Every race Killer done been in and been up against a car that's a high profile type car and a car that's in his class or beyond his class. You know, so he ain't had no gimme races.
Now, that's so true, son. All the people that he'll beat have beat our monster elite in the grudge game. And I do have to say it.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, that, you know, that in itself is why I, you know, I, that's why I'm, you know, that's why I like it. He's not picking and choosing. Somebody say something to him, he gonna answer the call, but he's not looking to jug at somebody that's left him. A car that's left him. Excuse the damn seatbelt noise. And I don't want nobody to take that the wrong way about what I said about Wit, because my buddy Wit sometimes can be a little sensitive. So I don't want him to think I'm jugging at him. I'm just using that as an example.
Well, Stunner, I'm going to agree with you. It ain't good to say that right now because he just got out the operating room, he said. So let him heal up before you start jugging at him.
I see you're going to come over here and get in my ass in a minute anyway. I don't know, but I mean, and my partners, they going down to see him at the trick-or-treat race, so.
It's going to be something to see, man.
It won't be no excuse. That's his home track. That's what he said he can put it down at. That's what he loved to race at. Hey, they're coming in the hole. They got to bring ass to get ass. So, they say live action ain't doing shit. They ain't this, they ain't that. So we'll see at the trick or treat race, 26th, I guess. If live action is the real bit.
I got three callers that's been waiting patiently. I'm going to ask you to just put your phone on mute and let me get these calls and see what they're saying, okay?
All right.
Caller 603-0081. You're live with Mississippi Joe.
Hey, what's up, Mississippi Joe?
Hey, what's happening? Who is this?
Hey, this TIG Racing Anonymous from Chicago. I just want to piggyback a little bit on what Stunner was saying about Wit. Don't forget, earlier this year, Wit was kicking ass and taking names. So he not no slouch. He's just going through a little rough time now. He dropped a few, but I believe he'll be back strong.
I do too. You know why? I'm going to make him come back strong.
I do agree with you. And Joe, you know who I am. I'm going to take you back about 2 months ago, North versus South. At No Limit Raceway, I pulled you to the side. I'm running with one of the original crews from Chicago, the Chicago to Mississippi connection from back in the day. I pulled you to the side. I told you I know where you come from. I remember when the Gangsta Boo first started out. I remember when it was green. I remember when it had Gatling power. Do you know who you talk to?
Yeah, I know who this is. What's up, Bo?
What's going on? So, Yeah, to answer your question about you getting back in the ring, you and Tony Bass, I know where you come from. I got to go with you.
Well, see, the East Coast and up north, and they don't know the history of the Gangsta Boo. They think it just became famous and bad when Tony started driving, but the car always been a winner. And always will be, as long as me and my brother got friends.
No, sir. That's why I had to put it out there. People don't even know when it was a different color. People don't know when they had power from off the hill. You know what I'm talking about. They don't know about all that.
Right. And you know what? Since you said that, I want to give my brother a shout out because he took out this baby brother. He did things the way that I used to do things, and he's doing it now on a greater level. So I have to give TL a shout out because he really doing his thing. He got in this racing game by following his little brother. That got him addicted to it and got him enjoying it. And he took up where I left off, except he's doing it on a much bigger and better level. And I want to give props out to TL. Boy, doing your thing, and we're going to keep doing this thing. And watch when that new machine come out, how we be stumping and jumping and huffing and puffing, baby. Remember that now.
Yes, sir. But you know what, Mississippi, I was just saying hello, waving a hand to you. let you know that T.I.G. racing on the line from Chicago, and we listen to everything y'all talk about, and we go.
Hey, man, much love to y'all, and thanks for the support, okay, Bo?
Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
All right. Next call.
Caller 708-4697. You're live with Mr. Joe. Just listening.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
I was coming back. I wanted to tell the last caller that I wasn't trying to pick on Witt, cause like I said, you know, and he's right, he's absolutely right. You know, people can go through they little spells, and at the beginning of the year, Witt was kicking ass. All I was just saying, as far as I was just using him as an example, because there's some people been saying that they thought Cole Killer was a little cocky because he went it. And you know, now just making the reference, you know, people, I know people that's cocky when they win it or when they lose. Which I ain't mad at that, and that's good, because that means, just like Witt being cocky, when he lose, that just means he ain't giving up. He gonna keep on racing, so. You know, that's also the right attitude, because I believe if Killer go on a losing streak or he lose, I don't think he gonna give up, you know, so. That's all I was saying when I was saying that. I wasn't trying to pick at him.
Joe!
Hey, okay, so I say, hey, 773, that is 730, what's happening, Bo?
What's going on, Joe? This Kenny from Ground and Pound, what's going on?
What's going on, my dog? That's my dog, like that boy said, that's my dog. What's up, Bo?
Oh, man, we just listening in. Hey, now we know about that winning spell and losing spell, but, hey, it come back around one way or the other.
That's true.
Ain't no
but,
doubt.
Hey, what thing about it, though? We still engaging. That's what it's about.
That's it.
That's what it's about. Where will y'all be November the 2nd, Ground and Pound?
Oh, we're going to be down there with you. That's where we're going to be.
And where is
down there,
Ground and Pound?
We're going to be down in New Orleans, and we got other folks coming with us that even ain't racing, but they coming to the track with us.
That's what I'm talking about, Bo. I appreciate the support. Are y'all bringing that bad Malibu and putting this streetcar shootout?
Hey, Joe, the creek don't rise. We gonna be there one way or another, but we don't know about the car yet. We gotta get them finances ready, man. We've been still traveling, but we gonna be there.
Well, man, I appreciate the support, and I hope to see y'all there with something to get on somebody behind. If not, I just appreciate y'all support, man. Okay, partner?
All right, Joe.
All right. 313-0178. You're live with your boy, Mississippi Joe. Talk to me.
Joe!
What's
hey, Joe.
Up? Who did it be?
It's your main man. Hey, man, you told me Cole Killer was a bad man.
Is this Chemo?
Yeah.
Chemo, what's happening, boy? I told you, I'd be a prop too.
But you also told me Cole Killer got his day's number. Did you tell me that?
Yes, sir. I did, and I didn't stutter when I said it, did I?
Wow. Nah, you did. But then,
okay.
Joe, y'all better grab hold of him before he get too much batter now.
No, listen. We gonna let him. You know what we gonna do? We gonna let him marinate and let him get it all the way right. Cause we want him at his very best when we come. At his very best, we want him to perfect that Rico. Listen to me good, Bo. We wanted to perfect that thing from the 60 foot to 200 feet to 330 into the 660.
Oh, man, Joe, you go ahead. Y'all, he look like he's going to be rough on y'all now.
Hey, I never said it was going to be easy.
Oh, okay, so you know you'll be in the fight fucking with Killer, huh?
ain't no doubt. But we want him at his best. That's what real gangsters do. They don't mess with the weak and the lame. Real gangsters want the other gangster. You feel me? The other bear.
Yeah.
See, because we know we real gangsters, so we want him at his best. So we'll probably get him in 214 sometime.
Oh, okay. Stunner, what happened?
Huh?
I was asking Stunner what was happening with him.
Yeah, so we want to give him time to perfect it.
What's
to
up,
do
player?
What he need to do to make the minor adjustments, to make the proper changes, whatever he think he need to do, we want it to be done. So we're going to get him in 214.
Oh, okay.
If the creek don't ride.
Oh, okay. So he's going to have his shine right now. You're going to give him his shine.
I mean, you know, my brother, him and my brother had a conversation. My brother told me, and he asked my brother, he said, they tell me you coming for me. My brother told me, man, why would we come mess with a gorilla right now? See, but you got to know my brother. My brother played a mind game with you. You look at him, and he look timid and worried, like he really worried about you or something. And all the time, he making plans to knock your you-know-what in the dirt.
Yeah,
see,
okay.
But me, I don't play them games.
You just let
I'm
the cat out the bag.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you straight up, hey, man, we're gonna knock a hole in your ass, and it's going to be over with.
See, my
brother had you thinking that he's scared of you and all the time. He got a master plan for your ass. You feel me? You feel me, Kimo?
Okay.
See, me, I ain't got enough sense to do that. I'm going to tell you the truth. We going to knock a hole in your ass, bro. Whoever you are.
I got her. Huh? Who that?
What say?
Somebody's
gonna make me start moving some money, say the Kimo.
That's Stunner, man. Goddamn, mute that motherfucker mic, man.
I'm gonna have to mute Stunner. Kimo, you coming down on November 2nd to check me out?
Yeah, I'm making plans too. Come down there.
Okay, Kimo, we appreciate it. We appreciate the support, baby. You coming all the way from the Motor City, Detroit, huh?
Yeah, you know. Coming
if
on down there, check
your race, though, cause butt nigga
you know
want
what?
You so bad.
Butt nigga don't want me, man. Butt nigga worried about Stunner. Butt nigga won't be it, man. He don't want me.
Okay, if you think so.
Butt nigga, I mean, you know, I ain't saying butt nigga scared of me, but he got some unfinished business he want to do with Biz.
Okay, if you said so, Kimo. Well, now, Kimo, who you like out of Cold, Killer, and Lethal Weapon?
I told y'all before, I haven't seen Lethal Weapon do anything, so I can't say Lethal Weapon is a bad man. Yeah, I haven't seen him do nothing.
Right, so you don't know who you like out of Cold, Killer, and Lil Rick, neither, because
you
ain't seen Lil Rick do nothing, right?
Well, I haven't seen Lil Rick. The only time I've been seeing is Cold Killer, Lil Rick. I've seen him do an interview. But I know Lil Rick wrong with some bad guys now. But I haven't seen his time do anything, him or Lethal Weapon. So with that being said, I gotta bet what I seen. I seen Killer get down that track. I ain't seen Lil Rick get down. I don't even know what kind of car Lil Rick got. But I seen Lethal Weapon and he didn't look too impressed.
Right. Well, Kimo, man, you know what, bro? It's going to be an exciting year, and I think 214 going to even be better. It's going to be, I'm telling y'all something. When that gangster boot step foot on the East Coast, and y'all can say I'm cocky, I don't know what I'm talking about or whatever. I really don't care. Because if y'all knew what I knew, y'all be right with me saying the same thing.
Hmm.
When that gangsta boo step foot on the East Coast, it's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing. A lot of black dude crying and crying. You can believe that.
Oh, shoot.
So, if you need to change your motors, if you need chassis work, If you need the 75 ADRL degree, whatever that good stuff is, you got to get it. Call 214, as the old country folks said, eyes are coming.
Eyes are coming, huh?
Eyes are coming.
Hey, Joe, now you do know you giving them boys opportunity to get that thing dialed in now.
I won't listen to me, folks. If I ever told you a lie, this right here is not one of them. I want everybody at their complete best. I want to be them perfect that thing, because when we come, it ain't going to be no shadow of a doubt who the man is. You understand me?
Yeah, I hear you, Joe. I'm following you.
Hey, bro, we changed it for real, man. We ain't trying to kiss nobody why they can't get down the track and all that old trickery shit and why one cylinder down and he got bicycle ties and we got 29s. We ain't trying to do that. When we whoop a Joker, we want him at his best so everybody can see that we the man. We back. That's what they're going to say. That's going to be their favorite word. They back. You hear me, Kimo?
Joe, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Will the Godfather be back on your line after, when y'all come out, will he be back running with you? Saying, won't nobody be back?
The Godfather has made the statement that he's legal weapon crew, but we are not enemies. Everything is cool. Why would you ask me something like that, though, Kimo? What's going on, sir?
White truck. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kimo.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. I'll give you some
questions. I said the Godfather has made it clear to the grudge world that he's with Lethal Weapon and crew. But now, if you ask my honest opinion,
mm-hmm.
I think personally that the Godfather will always be with us because he is the originator, and he helped that gangster Boo get to where it was.
Oh, okay.
So I think he still got love for it, period, regardless. I think deep down in his heart that he can't shake it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm following you.
Yeah, I think deep down in his heart, he always would be a Gangsta Boo fan and a Gangsta Boo lover, regardless to the situation, just for the fact that he was a big part of the first one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
essential part of the first one.
Will anybody beat that Great White this year?
I'm gonna make my prediction right now. I don't think so. That's Mississippi Joe prediction. I don't think so. Not if they both make the trip. That's just my opinion. Now, if there's anybody who can beat it, it's Lethal Weapon.
Hmm.
I want to make that clear. I've said that way early in the year. If there's anybody who gives Gold Killer a real close race, it's going to be Lethal Weapon.
So Lil Rick can't do nothing with it?
And now Killer seems to think that Lil Rick has a better 60-foot and 330 than Lethal Weapon, which he may do, but I just don't see him running and giving him the race like Lethal Weapon is going to give it. That's just my opinion.
Mm. Okay.
But now that's just my opinion. You know, that don't mean that this little country boy is right. That's just my opinion. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I'm following you.
Now, do I think Lil Rick going to give him a good race? Yes, I do. But is he going to win? No. I don't think he will. Listen to me, Kimo. I'm saying if both of them make the trip.
Oh.
I'm not saying if Killer don't go straight or something happens to this car, he lose or something like that. I'm saying that if whoever called Killer race and they both make the trip, I think Killer's going to whoop him. I think Chris Tootin is coming around with that thing, you know, and he's where he needs to be. He's just getting better and better with time, you know.
So, Joe, should Candy Kane even try it again with him?
Should who?
Should Candy Kane try to race the Great White again, or should Candy Kane stay in his lane, turn the boots
off? I'm going to speak. Since you asked me that, I'm going to answer that as a talk show host. My opinion If Candy Cane can't get Cold Killer down to Holly Springs, he better not mess with him never again in life.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's my opinion now. That's just my opinion. But I'm not always right. You understand what I'm saying, Kimo?
Yeah, I'm keeping up with you here, Joe. I'm keeping up.
Kimo, you got me on the hot seat, huh?
Bob, look, you know, there's questions I want to ask and would like to know, you know?
Well, you know, you're doing a good job, Kimo. You're keeping the show going, so I can't be mad with you because you're definitely doing that.
Well, you know.
Are you going over the Big Drag Benefit Race September 29th in Byron, Illinois, Kimo?
I'll probably make that. I don't know if I'll take the car. I probably will make that race. I'll never
but
take the car.
But go ahead and over there and support Big Drag, Kimo, if you ain't doing that.
Yeah, I probably am going to make that race.
Okay, that's good. Now, if you were listening earlier, you heard me talk about the race that Latonya got in Martin, Michigan, October the 5th.
Yeah, I wasn't listening early, but I know you plugged that. That's your guy.
You already know. Hey, like the guy, the young boy said down here, already. Huh?
Already. Yeah. Already. And so, you know I will be doing some killing over there, you know, at 131. I'm locked in the race. White Trash. I'm locked in the race temp.
Okay. So this going to go on October the 5th, Kimo, in Martin, Michigan?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hold on, Joe.
Okay. Well, y'all, we having a good show. A great show. I didn't think I was going to have much to talk about tonight. I appreciate everybody hitting the one button and keeping the show going live and strong, and I appreciate all y'all for calling in on a Friday night, a football night. Y'all could have been doing anything else in the world. Y'all decided to talk to this old country boy. I see I got some blocked numbers on here. I wonder who they are. I'll touch them or hang them up like the Godfather do. The Godfather hang up block numbers. Let me see these 111 numbers. See who they is and ask them to say hello.
Let them in, Joe. You never know. They might have a problem on their phone. You never know, man. That might be somebody really want to get the show off, baby.
Block number. You want to talk? All y'all block numbers. Y'all can say something. You want to cuss me out, or you just don't? Or you just hiding your number? Whatever you want to do. You're free to speak.
See, some of them block numbers might be like your brother. Don't want to stand up for it until they shit get out, huh?
Maybe, man. But then, welcome. I'm not going to do like Pro Stock Joe and Dog sometimes, cut them off. I'm going to leave them on because, hey, man, the haters got to hear too and they got to know what's going on. So leave them on there. Don't cut them off, baby. Don't hang up on them. Leave them there.
Hey, so I need to ask you a question.
Go ahead. Kimo, boy,
man,
I guess you're getting a lot of Texas, huh? Go ahead.
Yeah. What's going on with your main man, Biz? You know, he went down there. He went 0-2 down there. What was going on down there?
Hey, man, you know what, man? I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I'm being frank about it, and I'm being truthful. I don't know. I guess, you know, it's like everybody else, man. Sometimes you just run into, you know, some little hard luck and problems, you know. You have to sit down sometimes and analyze what you're doing wrong and try to work things out, you know. That's all. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Well, what you think it is, Timo?
Just what you said, you know what I mean? What is all that goddamn going on? Noise, Joe. You all that, Joe?
Yeah, well, we finna mute him. We finna start muting Mike right now. We mute now. So whoever it is, they we mute. So they won't make you won't hear that noise no more.
No, you know what, though, Joe? I think it's what you get, what you said. Sometimes you can be on top of your game, and then you just don't know where your game went the next following year, you know, because, I can't take nothing away from this. He was consistent last year, but this year, you know, I think he 0 for 3 or 0 for 4. So I don't know what happened over there. I do know he relocated, so, you know, I don't know what's that about. But, yeah, he ain't been as victorious as he used to be.
I'm going to say this, man, and I'm just going to be 100. No, I ain't going to say nothing. I mean, okay, well, maybe he'll get it together. We're going to keep it on a positive note. Ain't that right, Kimo?
Yeah, but
Kimo, let me say this. Since you're trying to change your ways and we all work in progress and you want to be more positive, I mean, I'm going to do like you, Kimo. Business, you know, he'll get it together and everything will be fine. Is that fair to say, Kimo?
Yeah, I guess that would be fair because lately he just been getting, you know, he ain't been looking too hot, you know.
Well, Kimo, you know, once upon a time they said you wasn't looking too hot, so, you know, it comes with the territory. Good day and bad day, Kimo. Everybody got it.
You know, when the Joker can't look at his shit, and what I was told, when you ain't doing too hot and you always diamond somebody else, you talk about everybody else to make yourself look good. So, that's a word of advice to Pro Stock Joe.
Boy, Kimo, you crazy, boy. You crazy. But, Kimo, what else is on your mind, man? Kimo? Anything else you want to say?
I'm liking what I see out of that cold killer camp because they was talking shit, talking, kicking killer while he was down, and the man told everybody that not nobody move when he get to the track. So, you know, I'm just watching killer do his thing.
Hey, Bo, you ain't the only one watching killer to do his thing. You think I'm not watching my opponent? You don't think I'm watching how the car 60 and 100 feet and 230 and 330 and 660? You don't think I'm watching all that?
You watching it, Joe. But see, Joe, you don't want to study too long. They say you study long, study wrong.
Well, they told you a lot, Kimo. I'm ready to tell you that, bro. I told you that, Kimo.
So
when you're messing with a man like Killer, you want to make sure you got more than enough to get the job.
Okay.
If he's running, I'm not calling out no answer. If he runs 6-0, you want to be running 5-0 when you come get him. You know what I mean? So
right,
you can have room for error. So you can have room for error and still win.
Now, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, when y'all do run Killer, y'all got to have a bad man behind that wheel.
We know that, man. And the man we got behind our wheel, he the definition of bad.
Okay. Cause it seemed like that Chris Tootin boy, he hell of a driver.
Hey, man, listen to me. He doing his thing. And I want to, you know, everybody always give it all to the tuners. But I'm gonna go outside the box a little bit. And I'm going to give it to Cole Killer. And let me tell you why is that. The tuners can't do no more than the owners of the cars do for the car. If a tuner tells an owner of a car, look, I need that transmission, I need that this, if the owner don't get it, how can he shine?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Kimo?
Oh, man, 100, man. 100.
So I'm going to give it to Killer because Killer is spending all the money to be where he's at. Don't get me wrong now. To me, the owner makes the tuner shine. Because if Killer didn't just say if he needed the transmission that cost $6,000, Killer said, well, I'm going to get the one that costs $1,500. It's not going to perform as good as the one that called 6,000. I don't believe it.
Okay.
If he was going the backyard way, Killer wouldn't be as effective as he is, and Chris Tootin wouldn't look as good as he do look, because a tuna only can do so much if the owner don't buy what the tuna needs. Do you understand what I'm saying, Kimo?
Yeah. But Joe, I gotta stop you there, because a tuna, I only could buy what the tuna say. It's just that tuna there and that car owner, that tuna there knows how to make what that car owner buys. But if you buy it and the tuna don't know how to make the stuff work.
Okay, listen, I really don't want to get on this subject. This is a very touchy subject, but I'm going to give you a quick example. It once stated that a certain grudge racer needed a box, a race pack, because one tuna couldn't read it. And he was guessing at it, and that was causing the grudge racer to not get the full potentials and perfection out the car. So that is a prime example. But
neither here nor there,
I'm going to go and get off this subject, because that's a real touchy subject. Both of them are essential, and both of them have to work hand in hand. How about that? And we'll leave it at that.
That's the best answer for me right there.
Okay. Now, if that's all right with you, we'll move on.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Because I'm not everybody doing their thing in that cold killer camp. Don't they couldn't be where they at right now? I really think, my opinion, is just a collaboration of everybody being helpful and there when each other need each other. So that's what it is. That's my opinion. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, I see. Well, one thing about it, what you say, they running the grudge world right now?
Are they running it?
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt, Cold Killing Crew are the most dominant force in the game right now. I mean, a lot of people think Lethal Weapon and Phil Shulin them are, but they're not as dominant as Cold Killer have been. Lethal Weapon took a lot of W's, a lot of losses by doing crazy stuff. He let the 901 boys whoop him down there in Holly Springs. You can have a fast car, but don't make smart decisions, and sometimes it can cost you. And I want to make this clear. I'm speaking as a host. I'm not speaking as a hater or trying to down no one. That's not true. What I'm saying goes for the gangster bull or whoever. If you make dumb decisions, sometimes you get bad results from making dumb decisions. I mean, that's just what it is. I think that Cole and crew got their game tight. I mean, it speaks for itself. They're undefeated. So what more do I need to say about that?
They got it trumped tight right now. And it's like Tony Fines and them. Now, I don't know what happened with them. They ain't on the top no more.
Well, you know, Kimo, I'm gonna get somebody to come on. I don't have enough experience, Kimo, for your questions. So I'm gonna get somebody who even when he lie, he tell the truth. Godfather, if you out there, hit the one button. Godfather, if you out there, hit the one button or text me. I want you. Kimo asked me too hard a question. I want you to answer these questions for me.
Man, dog somewhere hanging out tonight.
I guess the Godfather don't want to come on and say nothing, but Kimo, the questions that you answer me, I don't, they too hard for me, so I'm not going to answer them. I'm not trying to get in no mess. You know what I'm saying?
I calm the questions down there, Joe. I just sit back and listen while you don't talk to you.
No. I don't get me wrong. Now, you keeping the show going. I like the questions, but I just don't want, you know, man, the one thing I learned since I've been dealing with all the people on the East Coast, they very sensitive, man. Very sensitive.
Now that's very. Another thing. You're right. Now, how can you be sensitive and you proclaim that the East Coast got the baddest grudge cars in the world?
Well, I you know, they used to have the baddest. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. They used to have the baddest. Above and beyond, they used to. But now everybody's fast everywhere. So, you know, it's just like time, you know. Things change with time. Do you agree, Kimo?
Yeah.
Same way with the grudge game, you know. Same thing.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
Yeah. And that's just my opinion. I'm not belittling nobody. I'm just speaking my opinion. If anybody out there want to say anything, just hit the one button if you don't agree with what I'm saying. But as of right now, you know, it's quiet. So, Kimo, what you doing? You kept the show.
Yeah, I just had to come on and show my buddy some support. I just remember my buddy called me the other day. Said, "Man, Cold Killer is the baddest." You told me Cold Killer was the baddest man in grudge racing right now. That what you said to me, Joe, ain't it? Joe, did I lose you? Joe must have went in the goddamn private room. Joe, you
closed
the show out?
Hello?
I thought Joe closed the show out.
Hello?
The show not closed out. The show not closed out. I was in the private room. I got a lot of hands up.
Mr.
I opened up by the mic. So, Kimo, what I'm going to ask you to do is mute your phone. I'm going to give somebody else a chance to say something.
Okay.
Mississippi Joe.
Who
this? It's Stokes, man. These fast stringers, baby. What's going on?
What's up, baby?
Chilling out, bro. What's going on?
How you ever seen a pro model?
I'm trying to get this show going and popping, man. You know, we pretty close it down. I'm really just going to get last minute comments, man. You got anything you want to say?
Nah, man. Just don't break, man. Caught the show at the last minute. That's all. Just let you know, man. I'm rocking with you.
Okay, man, I appreciate y'all's support, bro. I'll see y'all November 2nd, Bo.
Oh, for sure, man, for sure.
All right. Next caller. All right,
man, Bo.
All right, next caller. Everybody mics are open who had their hands up. Everybody mics them, so just jump in. Who want to say something?
What's up, y'all? This is the Smooth Criminal, man. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, Bo? What's going on?
Man, I'm good, man. I just love to hear you talk, man. You know, since I met you last year down there in Georgia, and I get a chance to listen to you while I'm driving this truck on to some of these southern towns and stuff, man, every Friday I'd be looking forward to hear from you because, you know, you show enough speak the truth. And I'm going to tell you, boy, that titty show is rough, ain't it?
Ain't no doubt, folks.
I'm going to tell you like it is, man. Sometimes that titty is rough and some people just can't handle it. But I thought this was grudge racing, man. You know, you're supposed to take some of this stuff to the heart, make you either come back stronger or sit out.
Well, you know, man, it's a give and take world. And if we don't understand it now, we'll understand it better by and by. How about that?
Yeah, I'm going with that, man. And I'm going to go and meet and listen to you next week. Yes, sir.
Man, glad to have you. Hope I see you November 2nd down at No Problem Raceway in Belrose, Louisiana, Bo.
I'm trying to bring that photo boo down there. I'm sure I'm trying to do that. And I know these guys, Strangler, they out there. I'm in Wisconsin, and we done seen them a few times. But hopefully we can be down there at the same time they do. We can be talking to do something. You know that.
I appreciate the support, Bo. Do your thing, all right? Smooth Criminal.
Yes,
we sure make some of that happen, man.
All right.
I know.
All right.
I know, brother.
All right.
All right. All right, next caller. All the mics are over where the hands are. Next caller, just jump in. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Bo?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I was just listening at the show. I had been trying to get on the...
Yeah, who am I speaking with, please?
I was trying to catch the stunner before he got out of there, because this is the number two stunner. I was trying to catch him, because I was trying to lock him in, but... No, this is a fan, Joe. I did have a serious question I wanted to lay at you. I wanted to know, when do the fans cross the line? You know, y'all guys put all that money in your car and everything, and I'm just going to call it like it is, because you always like people to be a little... I'm going to be like Chemo. This Chemo on the phone? You might hang me up, because I'm going to have to say it.
I'm here.
Well, Chemo, I heard you the other day, too, man. And just like what's the cat, the photographer? You know, people, it's hard to get your opinion, BET and stuff like that. But, man, you got to think y'all guys put a lot of money in your car. And when you don't have a car, me, myself, being a fan, I think you should kind of stay in your place a little bit. You know, it's hard to get your opinion, but you can't just grab these guys by the nuts like that. And I think it's kind of foolish and dangerous at the same time, because I know how people are. You invest in something, and people can touch you the wrong way. Don't get me wrong. It's a sport. You got the right to say what you want to say.
Now, fan, you asked me that. I didn't bring that up. I want the whole grudge world to know that Mississippi Joe didn't bring that up. He's being directed a question, and I'm going to answer it. I'm going to answer it truthfully.
Yeah.
The best way to deal with people like BET is don't pay them no attention.
Yeah.
Nothing from nothing leave what, the fan?
You're right. I'd say that.
Now, you've heard BET sabotage, talk about me, just do whatever, right? Have you ever heard me respond?
No, you haven't.
You know why? Do you know why? Now, I'm going to answer you directly.
Okay.
Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I just wanted that out there. You gave it clear as it can be. But you know, it's just me giving my opinion too. I think we need to give. You know, I think the people need to call a true fan wouldn't come at you guys like that. In my book, Chemo, you, all y'all guys, man. Now when y'all cut up each other, don't get me wrong. We jumped in on it and everything, and we pick our shoes outside. But sometimes you just can't go that hard at you fellas, man. You do a lot of work, and I hate to see y'all, everything get twisted because of ignorant people, you know. And I heard you the other night, Chemo. You came on, you was trying to talk decent, and, man, that man just lit into you. And I know you can handle it. Don't get me wrong. You're a big guy. I done listened at you the way you deal with him. You do real good. And I'm not just jumping on him tonight. It ain't just him. It's a few more, you know. But I think, you know, we should stay in our place and enjoy the races, you know, because that was just y'all putting the money in there and everything. And, man, it kind of touched. It ain't just me. I'm speaking for a crowd of people. And I'm just the one that they push forward. I guess I'm going to be the dummy. And I just thought I should get out there. And I just wanted to say that, man. Y'all keep doing what you do. I like to hear y'all shooting the shit because y'all know what's going on. But when you ain't out there putting money in these cars and you ain't doing the things you do and tolling this shit up and down the street, man, I don't think you can judge a man hard as you judge him. You know, he was doing the same thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, man. I'm sorry too.
But Joe, even though he's a videographer, people still don't, y'all respect enough. I ain't never heard Chemo just grab him or DJ or nobody just grab his thing. It's ways to hurt him too, but nobody's trying to hurt him, and I understand it because he ain't the best in the world. We judge it ourselves. You know, if he want to be judged, we can judge him too now. But if he had a car or something, true enough, you know, it's like standing in the bullpen and you don't have a cape and a sword, you ain't effective. You know, that man, you standing out there, you're going to get hurt. You know, you need to be in there with that cape and sword to be the one out there directing that bull. You know, if you're just standing over there laughing and making jokes and coming, and that boy might decide to take his mind off that damn guy with the sword and cape and bust his ass. You know, that's,
well, you know what?
But you have to realize, fans, that I don't believe BET is responsible for what he does.
We know. A lot of things
that BC say and write, he don't have enough sense to do it. So he's being led. So, you don't people like that no attention, man. So that's why I don't pay no attention.
Well, we didn't want nobody to hurt, because I heard Butt Naked the other day. He pretty much say, when I see you, and I hope y'all talk to Butt Naked and different people like Butt Naked, and I heard Cold Killer and I hear people we listen at the way they sound and they voice, the way they responding to this man lately,
yeah.
And it's
right.
Kind of getting dangerous. That's what we looking at. We trying to stop something before it happens, because I've been talking to Butt Naked. I'm a fan, and I go up and I tell them, man, let that go, because these people are getting. I'm calling their names because I want y'all to look out and see if we seeing something wrong. I'm looking at something like something gonna happen, and I don't want it to happen. You know, even though he's acting a fool, I don't want nobody to hurt the man and they get in trouble or nothing like that. And I'm wondering, is it any kind of way somebody can pick the ring up and say, look, we got to do something about this guy, because we don't want him to get hurt. But he's heading down a road where me, you, Chemo, we might think one way, but some of these guys think in a different way, and we hear it in their voice. And so they asked me to get up and say it, because they don't want nobody to get in trouble, because we enjoy seeing y'all guys, man. And so I just was wondering, who do we go to try to get this stopped, you know, to kind of slow him down, because it's getting bad. It's getting bad, I promise you. We see it. I don't know if y'all see it. We listen at every show. But somebody is getting angrier and angrier every time that man does it. So I'm going to sit back and listen at y'all, too. Chemo was trying to say something. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, appreciate that. And maybe somebody may reach out to BET and tell him if he can't do nothing to help people, don't do nothing to hurt him. So maybe this word
right.
may get to him, or it may make him carry on even worse. It remains to be seen, fam.
No mercy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, though, for your input, though, fam. I really appreciate that input and that information.
You know what, though, too, the guy who was asking the questions, we
yeah.
as Grudge racers and car owners, we have to have thick skin, because with Grudge racing, it's shit talking. But the guy do have to know when to slow it down, because there's been a lot of times I've been frustrated with my race program, and Lord knows that I spent good money, but the car just would not perform for me. Right, like right now, the car's built. It's not at its peak. So you still have them heartaches and pain. And then when a guy jug at you, but you have to also realize and recognize you are a grudge racer, and they doing that to throw you off your square so you can make a stupid move. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, everybody ain't as strong as you, Chemo, and Mississippi Joe. You got. That's what we're saying. I understand what you're saying, but there's some people out there, I don't think they're strong as y'all. They're a little loose in the head, man, and they kind of fed up with it. This guy's in his area, man, and I'm telling you, I they just call and we talk to him and everything, and it's really getting out of hand. It's cute and it's nice for a minute, and I think if he was a racer and had a car, a lot of these guys can deal with it better, because they can shoot back at him about their car. But when you're a fan, that's why I was asking that question. Where do the line stop? Do we have a line, or do we get to stand up there and enjoy the fruits of labor like y'all? You don't get me wrong. Everybody's
hey,
a fan.
Hey, let me interrupt y'all real quick. This
okay.
is
okay.
Big Clark. Big Clark, are you on there? Big Clark, you listening?
Big Clark. I don't see why he's ducking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Joe. Who's ducking and who's ducking?
Yeah.
Damn, Nightmare. Sound like
Big Clark.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all go ahead. I'll text Big Clark. Go ahead, fellas. Y'all go back to talk.
Yeah, and like you say, Kimar, and that's true. It you got to be a thick skin to race and do this stuff. But, man, where do the fans draw the line is what I'm saying. It's like the movie The Fan. You know, that guy he got too aggressive and got too wrapped up in the baseball player life, and he pulled himself into something that he didn't know nothing about. And I don't think BT know enough to talk to you guys the way he talked to you. You know, he don't know what he talks. Half the stuff he's talking about, he don't know what the hell he's talking about. We raced, a lot of us have raced before. We older and everything. We older guys, and we done raced before, and we know what you're going through, and we shot the shit with each other, and it was a code of respect between each other as a racer. But when you walk in and you're not a racer, I'm just wondering what the fans, where they draw that line. That's me. That's just me, because I see something happening. I noticed you handled yourself. We noticed you handled yourself real well. We know you don't. It don't bother you what they say. But in some guys, we seeing it starting to affect them, man, and that's sad. And you know, and right. Y'all done seen it too.
I thought we had the bad manager.
Well,
yeah. I wish Godfather would have came in, and maybe Godfather could have.
What Debo?
Dog could have gave you a better answer than what I could. You know.
That's what I was waiting on y'all to say.
The Godfather.
He's. I know for a fact he's already talked to BT. So I want to let y'all know that BT is a grown man. But I do know by him being the Godfather, he has talked to BET, because you have to realize that BET been into it with Big Clark, tight man. He stay on me, Mississippi Joe, trying to dog me out. I don't pay him no attention, and I don't respond. And he was on Big Drag. He just takes his score. Now he was on Cold Killer the other day. BET is like a disease. He just, he really is. I'm kind of funny. Every time I see him, I just laugh at him, you know, because I think BET didn't get no attention when he was younger, and now he got this time to shine on these shows, and he just enjoying himself, y'all. If you can't help him, just pray for him. How about that?
Yeah, we do. But like I said, it's... Something needs to be done, because I promise you, I see something bad coming out of it. And I'm not saying he no punk or nothing like that, but there's something bad coming out of it. You know, it's a lot of you that can handle it and deal with it, but I promise you, there's a bunch of them that can't.
I just can't believe, man.
What I can assure you is that the Godfather's listening, and if he thinks that it needs to go to extreme measures or call a meeting or whatever the case may be, or talk to him, I can assure you, as him being the Godfather, he will pass this on. And it will be talked about, whether it's in open doors or behind closed doors. You can believe that.
Well, I so appreciate it, because we don't want to see nobody get hurt. It's just too much.
Right.
Hey,
this is Leon. Hey, I got a question. Now, Cold Killer was just on the show the other day. Now, Cold Killer is one of the smoothest guys I ever met in this race. You should never hate when a person doing what he's supposed to do, and he do it damn good. Cold Killer winning his races, his car running good, his car put together real good. There's no way a man make videos, and expect to sell out and buy his video when you want only one person to win the event. One person win the event. BT, the best man in the world. But when that team blew, he got all kinds of thoughts to throw on the person. Right. He don't know how to talk to people. He don't know how to approach a person when a person ain't racing, when a person is racing. You know, like you said, it's a lot of money being spent to go down that road. He don't spend no money like we see him in these cars. So somewhere down the line, he's a grown man. He's going to have to learn. He needs to pick and choose when to pick and say the things he say, because he do be out of line. And like my man said, Godfather, no father. He's a grown man out here. He better learn how to keep his mouth closed sometimes, because if something going to happen to him, and he keep doing what he's doing, because like, he don't respect nobody. And everybody ain't got that same attitude.
Well, me personally, I respect what everybody says, but I think everybody on here is giving him too much attention right now. This is what he wants.
It's not the attention. You know,
it's not stopping from getting hurt.
They're just trying to stop some drama starting.
There you go.
Well, it ain't gonna stop. It ain't gonna stop because I'm gonna go down on your motherfucker ass anyway. It ain't gonna stop. Talk what you want to talk. Say what you want to say. Down on your motherfucking ass when you get out of line. And for y'all to say that I don't know about racing, I ain't never raced. Y'all don't know what BET do. Y'all only see BET at these tracks. Y'all don't know how long I've been in this game or what I got or what I
have.
Well,
you need to start acting like that, BET.
What I do is on me, man.
If you did race, man, I hate to see the guys you race. You know, I just like race. They ain't got the nerve to go down on your ass like I do.
They ain't got the heart. They ain't got no fucking heart.
There's a bunch of weak motherfuckers out here in the game now. That's right. Hey, y'all. Hold on.
BET came on. I mean, y'all done talk. Let BET. I'm going to be fair. I'm not going to do BET like he do me.
What I'm saying to y'all, I done listened probably about 15, 30 minutes to y'all sit on here and
well,
dog BET out and say this about BET, and BET need to do this, BET need to do that. If y'all can't take what BET giving y'all, get out of BET way. Don't do nothing for BET to say anything to you. That's what you need to do. Stay out of BET way. Because BET going to be here. BET going to be here whether y'all like BET or not. I'm going to be here. And I'm going to continue to do BET. This is what
BET,
I do.
BET, how you stay out of your way?
How? Come on. How I used to go down on your ass, and now that you brought action, how do I treat you now? How do I treat you now since you bring action?
Give me the utmost respect.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I try to pull you into this shit. Not push you out. I try to pull you in. See how I stayed on his ass? See how he raced it now? That's what I'm talking about. That's the type of BET I am. I don't know what you other motherfuckers looking at.
I don't know. You motherfuckers ain't got no heart.
I don't know what you're looking at. But look what happened to Kimo. Look what happened to him.
That's right.
He ready to go to a motherfucking ass.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna fuck these guys up, man. They gotta pride with me. I'm not taking that no more. It's over with. They shouldn't do that. You're right. I'm gonna fuck one of you motherfuckers up if you fuck with me. Can I ask you something? Man, just be careful, man. That's all I say. We don't want to tell none of y'all, man.
See, I'm ready to go back to the
penitentiary.
I'm ready to go back to the penitentiary. The rest of you motherfuckers ain't. I'll go back to the penitentiary. You other motherfuckers can't do that. I'm ready to go. Fuck with me, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to fuck one of you motherfuckers up. Point blank to
you.
Well, that's the end of that. We're going to change that subject. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Fuck with me about what I say to you.
If I ain't put my hands on you, I ain't done you no harm. If you're a weak motherfucker,
right, well,
you BET, can't take the shit out that I talk.
BET, I'm going to ask you to not talk like, you know, all that. We don't need to keep the uproar like that now. If you want to
Well, you know how BET is.
So
what you trying to change the joke? You want me to be like you?
I'm asking you with respect. Nobody else is talking
I'm
like that.
I'm saying you want me to be
I'm
like you, though?
I'm asking you with respect to not to talk like that and just have continue on with a good conversation. Nobody disrespect you for us putting their hands on you as a man, and I'm pretty sure nobody's not. So we don't even need that. We don't even need to think like that, man. So y'all go on, carry on this in a respectful manner.
Well, like I said, I'm just telling y'all, if y'all can't handle BET, stay away from Ryan.
We got it, BET. They gonna do you like I do. You don't respond to you. Don't say nothing.
Well, if that's the way you feel, don't talk that shit. And you know that it don't apply, and it ain't gonna get across to me. Don't do it. Because I'm going down on your
ass. I got to change the subject here. BET, what happened to Candy Cane? I mean, what do I call the Candy Cane?
We couldn't tune the track. We still raised Candy Cane, couldn't tune for the track,
well,
and we couldn't get it done.
Nope.
Okay.
Cold Killer just had y'all off
man,
y'all.
Listen,
y'all
I'm watching the Bears Sunday. I'm coming to work.
I'm finna open up the mic.
Be on my couch drinking me some beer, watching the Bears go down on Detroit ass.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only thing, Kimo. But guarantee you one thing, Kimo, we going back. It ain't.
Hey, hold on, BT. So you saying y'all going to make it to run Cold Killer October 19th?
Nah, we won't make that. We won't be able to make that trip. We won't be able to make that trip with Candy Cane. But it's coming.
Okay.
We going back to his ass.
It's gonna have to be in Hot Springs, though, BT.
BT, so y'all ain't gonna run.
It ain't gotta be in Hot Springs.
Y'all ain't
gonna
run.
We would love for it to be in Holly Springs, but it ain't got to be.
BT, y'all ain't gonna run Cold Killer with King Kong no more.
We would have ran him with King Kong that night, but Whit wanted to do that race that was locked, and before the night was over, if the track hadn't been fucked up, we were gonna run it with Candy Cane. I'm going to say, we were going to run with King Kong.
Yeah.
But the track fucked up. Mm. We were going to blow butt naked asshole out, too.
Son, would you get butt naked on the phone? I know butt naked ain't heard that.
Well, y'all, it remains to be seen. I think, you know, by us grudge racers taking the L's, what I mean by L's is losses, that it's going to make it even better in the upcoming months.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, grudge fans. It's going to be an exciting year as it ends and continuing into 2014 as the creek don't rise.
Well, one thing, Joe, I want to say this, Joe. I appreciate y'all dogging OBET out and didn't try to get him on the phone. I appreciate that now. You know, if I'm gonna talk about you, you know, I try to get you on the phone and let you defend yourself. But I appreciate you not getting me on the phone and let me defend myself while y'all talk about it.
You're welcome, BT.
Weak motherfucker. Weak motherfucker.
All right, thank you, BT. God bless you.
Can't fuck with BET, boy.
Hey, any of y'all going to drag show in Byron?
What'd you say?
Anybody going to drag show in Byron?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people going, man. I think drag going to have good support, man. I think it should be a great event, and I think it's going to be off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
What about y'all? Y'all going to support him up there, right?
Oh, for sure. She's right here. Hop, skip, and jump from the track. Ain't nowhere. Oh, the man got quiet now, man. What's going on?
Does anybody else have any more questions?
I don't know, Joe. Looks like it's about a wrap for tonight, man.
Well, y'all, the show has been, it's been a good show. Do anybody have anything else they'd like to say?
Cam, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're sleepy, man. How you doing this evening?
Oh, my boy,
sleeping.
What'd it be like, though?
Talk to your boy, sleeping. Hey, what's going on, Kimo? I just tuned in, champ. Just got the last minute show. Just got in from the job, man. I just want to say hi to you, man. I enjoyed how I mentioned Alabama down there in Montgomery, man.
Sleepy, I want to apologize to you. I didn't get a chance to take a picture with you and your wife, but... I know you bringing Mama down to No Problem Raceway November 2nd. Are you bringing Mama with you?
You absolutely right.
We're going to take a picture plus I'm going to give you and her both a t-shirt.
We'll sell a t-shirt, you know that.
I'm going to get you and her both a T-shirt. So you got that, Sleepy. I appreciate your support, man. You know how some people up or down, I mean, with you when you're up, when you're down, they ain't with you. Well, Sleepy, I wanna give you your props, man, for the support that you've given us and the Gangster Boo and how you've never left our side, being a ongoing fan, and we want you to know that you're not going unnoticed. You understand me, Sleepy?
Yes, I do, champ. You make sure you put a salad on holiday, man, and we'll definitely see you, no problem, man, without a doubt.
Okay, man, we're going to make this thing do what it do, and all I got to tell all my fans, that's Gangsta Boo loving and Gangsta Boo hating. We ain't worried about nothing. We ain't worried about nothing.
Hey, worried about nothing.
There you go, Sleep.
Hey, Kevin, good in the woods, man. Good in the woods, man. I'm going to lay back and ask. But I hope I got off for a little bit. I just want to let you know I was on the line. I'm going to tell you who.
Okay, Sleep. Be cool, partner.
All right.
Okay,
Sleep.
All right, man. Anybody else want to say anything? I think I got all the mics open. So anybody want to say anything before we close this thing down? We done had a great show. I didn't mean it to be no BET show. I didn't even want to bring up no BET, but, you know, if the questions are directed to me.
Oh, Joe. Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Man, what's going on, man? What's happening with you, man?
Who this?
It's Bird out of Mardi Gras town, New Orleans.
What's happening, Bo?
Well, a lot of people might not like what I say, but I just want to let BET know to keep doing what he's doing, man. He's good for the grudge game, keeping everything stirred up. But I want to ask you to do something for me, Joe.
Talk to me.
Well, everybody from Louisiana going to be at your race from November the 2nd, man. Everybody talking about it. But I like to hear you to come on Boom Show, man, and kind of get everything pumping. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you. Okay, I'm glad you said that. Let me tell you why I haven't been on there.
Okay.
Out of respect, High Boy Ronald got a race October the 5th.
Yeah.
I'm trying to let him get his promotion out the way and everything, then I'll be on there, sir.
Okay, I want you to come on, and I want you to bring that big sweet talking motherfucker with you too. You know what I'm talking about, huh?
No, who that, Bo?
Man, I'm talking about Big Clark, bro. I want Big Clark to get on there with you, man.
Okay, well we'll be on there, man. But you know, I ain't been on there because I'm giving High Boy Ronald.
Well,
that's just in respect. I'm letting him get his show out the way, and then I'll be on there, you know.
Well, Joe, his show is almost out the way. It's next Saturday, so you can get on there and start Monday, bro. I want to hear you, man. I want to hear
y'all.
Well, you know,
Bo, we'll be on there. You know that, Bo.
Okay.
And, man, I appreciate all y'all's support, man.
All right, Joe. All right, Bo.
Okay.
Anybody else want to say anything, man? All the mics is open. Everybody feel free. Say what you want to say. I'd like to give a shout out to them Texas boys, Louisiana boys, Mississippi, Chicago, Detroit, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, the whole grudge world. What up? I also want to say that if y'all don't agree with me, then hit the one button. This grudge racing has went to another level. I don't think any of the fans can complain about these last shows that we have coming up at the end of the year. And I mean everybody's. They're going to be off the chain. So if y'all not doing nothing, come on out to all of them and see some good racing. I would be a hater if I said any of them was going to be bad because I would be lying. All the shows going on from here on out going to be off the chain everywhere. So, fans, if y'all not doing nothing, make your way to some of these great shows. And we'd like to thank the fans for giving their support and showing their support. Now, with that being said, is there anything else anybody has to say? Is there anything else anybody would like to say? Is there, Kimo?
Champ?
Yeah.
Champ?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I was at the track and I could not find you. I saw your brother. I took a picture with butt naked and I never saw you.
Well, guess what, Mama? Guess what, Mama?
What?
Mama, I think that you're so sweet, first of all.
I got all the candy and all the stuff, and I was trying to see you. Boy, I tell you.
Well, Mama, let me talk for a minute. Mama, I know I'm in the doghouse, so I got to talk my way out of it real quick, so I want you to listen, okay?
Okay.
Mama, I want to meet you so bad. I can tell by your voice you're so sweet and pretty.
Oh, boy. You know how to butt it up.
You can get honey quicker with being sweet than can you get being mean, right?
Yes.
Right. So, but Mama, I want to tell you that you gonna see me live at the Creek Don't Rise November 2nd, and I already told your husband, with respect, I'm going to give you and him a T-shirt. So we're going to be down there in the great state of Louisiana hanging and banging and drop-topping and head-popping. How that sound to you?
It does sound like a winner. Just like you, champ.
So what I want you to tell Sleepy right now, you listen to me good, because this is what I want you to tell Sleepy. Are you listening?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sleeping right now. Ain't worried about nuts. Ain't worried about nuts.
Ain't worried about nuts.
There you go, baby. All right. Sweetheart, you have a great day, and I'm glad Sleepy put you on. And by the way, is Sleepy still giving you that candy to keep you sweet?
Yes.
My man, Sleepy. My man. That's what I'm talking about.
Sure, what about that?
There you go, Sleep. There you go, Sleep. Ain't worried about nothing.
What about nothing, Jeff?
That's what I'm talking about, Sleep. But I am going to make up to Mama. Don't tell her. Don't. You ain't worried about nothing, Sleep. I'm going to make up to Mama. I'm going to give you and her both T-shirts.
Okay.
I'm just thankful to know such beautiful, nice people like everybody and like you all, man. And, that's what makes this world so beautiful.
Yes, it does, don't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does. Is there anything else y'all would like to say, though? Because I'm going to get ready to close this old show and let my niece go on with her buddies, the Chili's or Applebee's or wherever she said she's going.
God bless you. The wife said, God bless you, Joe. I think I'm going to hate all my girls and brothers, man. We out, Joe.
All right, Sleep. Y'all hold that thing down, folks.
All right, Jack.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, is there anybody would like to say anything before we close this thing out? Is there anybody that would like to say anything before we close the show down? Nobody wants to say nothing. Well, I'm going to let y'all know, this is Old Country Boy Mississippi Joe. Thanks for tuning in to my show. Tune in next Friday as the weeks go by. It's going to get more exciting and more exciting. And we got the Louisiana Last Call, ladies and gentlemen. Louisiana Last Call. Last Call for Grudging. The first annual Louisiana Last Call for Grudging. November 2nd. The rain date, if it rains that Saturday, we're going to do it that Sunday. So if you're coming from out of town, come on, because if the creek don't rise, we're going to get this racing in. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I got a star-studded lineup for you all. I'm getting excited all over again talking about it. I got the one of the fastest girls racers in the world coming who ride bikes out of Memphis, Shine. Shine coming during any girls bike on the planet to move. Hey, it's going to be a beautiful thing, and don't forget about it, Louisiana. We got the free car giveaway. We're giving away a free car, and we don't mean no oofty neither. AC and heater working. Not no oofty, a decent car, a nice car. The free car giveaway, ladies and gentlemen. So be there. And until next Friday, I love all y'all, even the ones that hate me. I love you too. Without love, we can't get to heaven. Good night, everybody.